Good morning.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX. Now,
it's time for us to test your intellect at just before 6 o'clock in the morning. We welcome Bob. Bob, would you like to enroll in Mark and Neanderthal's middle school?
Sure, why not?
Bob, since today is going to be 109 degrees, we're going to talk about 100 degree days, okay? These are all multiple choice. You're going to be guessing. You're literally going to be guessing, but there's only two choices for each one. Bob, the average number of 100 degree days in Phoenix each year, is it 92 or 132?
92.
It is 92, Bob.
Hell of a guess, Bob.
In 1993, we set a record here in the Valley of the Sun for the most consecutive days that reached at least 100 degrees. Was it 84 days in a row or 76 days in a row?
84.
No, it was 76. I told you to just be guessing. So here's your last question. You got to get this one. The earliest ever 110-degree day in Phoenix was in 1989. Was it on April 13th or May 8th?
April 13th.
No, it was actually May 8th. We're talking 110 degrees.
Oh, 110, yeah.
Yeah.
You clearly didn't hear us clearly, so we're going to give you the swag bag anyway.
What the heck? You know, it's too hot to argue with you.
Right, exactly. Last thing we want to do is break a sweat.
So hang on, Bob, and we'll get you all set up.
Thank you.
Hey, coming up just after 6 o'clock, we did a little research last night while we were at the Roger Waters Show testing a Mark and Neanderthal hypothesis. Yes, that's right. I used the word hypothesis before 6 a.m.
Some people would call that a hypothesis.
Yes. We will give you the results of that in about 10 minutes.
Mark and Neanderthal.
Okay, so last night we were at Roger Waters at Gila River Arena, and we decided to test a Mark and Neanderthal hypothesis.
Well, see, because I am not a dad, and Father's Day is this weekend, and I don't quite know the significance of that. I will tell you this. Compare the 2 days, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Mother's Day has now gets stretched out to a week or at least a weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend, and if you better acknowledge Mom. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, Mom wouldn't have been able to pull off the deal if there wasn't a dad involved at some level. I'm just saying. There's only been one virgin birth, as far as we know, in the history of mankind.
Correct.
So dad was sort of complicit by his participation at some point, yet Father's Day seems to be an overlooked holiday.
But you know why? Because dads don't remember gifts.
Yeah, they don't care.
And it's not only dad, it's guys in general.
I think so.
Guys in general, whether it's for Christmas, birthdays, Father's Day, whatever it might be, they just don't remember gifts, right? So we kind of put that to the test last night.
Yeah, we had a bunch of people out in front of the Roger Waters Show, and it went a little something like this.
Dan, Phoenix, Arizona.
Do you remember what you got last year for Father's Day?
Oh, no, I don't. I'm sorry, I have no clue.
Steven from Phoenix.
Do you remember what your kids gave you for Father's Day last year?
No, I don't. I really don't. What'd they give me? I have no clue.
My name is Matt Unsworth. I'm from Peoria, Arizona.
What did your son give you last year for Father's Day?
Ties. I don't remember the exact tie, but I remember it was ties. I think Goodwill was having a sale.
Mel Nuss, Phoenix.
What did you get last year for Father's Day?
I don't remember.
Eric Meyer, Catchy Junction, Arizona.
What did you get last year for Father's Day?
I got a new life jacket for my boat.
Ben and Chandler.
What did you get from your kids for Father's Day last year?
Okay, I don't know.
I don't remember.
See?
Yeah, it's pretty clear that it doesn't really matter what you got them.
Yeah, there's you go. Our hypothesis, proven true, 66% of guys.
Yeah.
4 out of 6 do not remember what they got for Father's Day last year.
No idea.
It's time now for some Mark and Neanderthal fake facts.
Indeed. Some fake news, some alternative facts, all mixed together in a fascinating concoction.
Fake facts. Ultimately, the two words say all you need to know about it.
Yep.
They're facts we made up. they are fake facts.
Despite always working for the weekend, members of the band Loverboy sometimes go into the office on Saturday or Sunday if the boss is paying time and a half.
It's good economics is what that is.
Damn right.
There's never been any reason to name another Head East song.
Are you saying there's never been any reason?
There's never been any reason to name another song by the band Head East.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
We had a gentleman present us last night with a fake fact. So
now,
let's hear him.
Are we mocking this gentleman? Because I see what this is about, and I sense a bit of derision and mocking going on here.
No, I think no.
All right, just making sure. He's obviously a mute.
Yes.
Scott Daigle, Chandler, Arizona. Fake fact is the band Hot has never celebrated Valentine's Day.
What was the name of that band?
The band Hot.
The band Hot.
Hot.
With Ann and Nancy Wilson.
You know what happens when Scott gets gas? He fats.
Thank you, Scott, for bringing along that fake fact. That
sure.
was we ran into him last night at the Roger Waters show.
Yeah, absolutely. People are bringing us fake facts, which is a lot of fun. You know, if you see us out somewhere and you want to give them to us, that's cool. You can always email mark@kslx.com, neanderthal@kslx.com. There's there are a lot of alternate theories that are going on about the evolution of man. Some people believe that Neanderthal man and dinosaur
right.
lived at the same time.
Right.
Ironically, banging a gong is how Neanderthal man summoned a T-Rex for dinner.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, again, music is eternal.
As a public service, and in order to recognize the cultural diversity for which Arizona is known, Mark and Neanderthal are taking time out for Spanish.
KSLX, who's this?
This is Brent.
Hey, Brent, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing?
We are well. You want to take time out for Spanish?
I'd love to do that.
Do you know how the game is played?
I do.
All right. For those that don't, we're going to give you a Spanish phrase and three choices for your English translation. Get it right, and we'll give you a KSLX swag bag. Sound good?
That sounds awesome.
And today we got all philosophical on you for your time out for Spanish.
And Brent, you know, and I'm guessing by the name Brent, you're probably not bilingual, but I'll ask you if you are.
I am not.
Okay.
All right, Brent, here is your Spanish phrase.
Me gusta el absurdo. Despierta a las células del cerebro.
Did you hear it?
I did.
Do you want to hear it again?
Sure.
All right, here you go.
Me gusta el absurdo. Despierta a las células del cerebro.
That phrase means one of the following. Either A, the key to immortality is first living a life worth remembering. B, I'm stupid, I'm ugly, I'm dumb, I smell. Did I mention I'm stupid? Or C, I like nonsense, it wakes up the brain cells. Which one is it?
Well, this is a little bit different today. The answer is actually D, the elastic in my socks no longer works and I have quitters on.
Show me the elastic in my socks. Is it working? I have quitters on. What do you do for a living?
I'm an architect.
All right. We don't come down and show you how to draw buildings. I'm just saying.
Time out for Spanish. Weekday mornings with Mark and Neanderthal.
Mark and Neanderthal.
Last night, a lot of people came and hung out with us before the Roger Waters show, and it was a good time, man. Thank you to everybody that stopped by and said hello and did all the pictures and all that stuff. We've seen some great stuff up on social media. Mark at KSLX.com or Neanderthal at KSLX.com. You want to share that stuff with us? We're good with it. So far, everybody says, 3.5 hours of fun had, although a little bit on the salty side as far as, Roger Waters is a disgruntled gentleman and has no problem letting you know it.
Right. He was doing some politics last night on stage. But hey, hope you enjoyed the show last night. We really had a good time before the show talking to people. And with Father's Day coming up, we totally quizzed people about their dads.
Yeah, we just had fun with some people. So here you go.
Susan, Phoenix.
All right, Susan, we're going to play My Dad is Better Than That Dad, all right?
Okay.
What's your dad's name?
Donald.
Is he still with us?
No, he's not.
Was he a kick-ass dad?
Yes.
Was he better than Mike Brady?
No.
He was not a better dad than Mike Brady. All right.
Why was Mike Brady better?
Because he had 6 kids.
How many did your dad have?
2.
Okay.
All right, so it's a multiplication question.
2, and then he kept it in check.
All right, then. Was your dad better than Archie Bunker?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
What made your father better than Archie Bunker?
He was not as racial.
How racial was he?
Well, Archie wasn't racial. He was white.
He was white.
Okay, this next one, you read the name and tell us if your dad is better than this dad.
America's dad.
Bill Cosby. Oh, absolutely.
Your dad was better then?
Yes.
Absolutely?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
You know, I would like to say that any parent who has their kid telling them that they're a better parent than Bill Cosby is probably feeling pretty good about themselves right now.
These days, that's unfortunately a low bar.
But yeah, see, that's the thing. At one time, he was the barometer. Yeah, yes. He was the bar that everybody was measured against. So,
yeah.
All right.
Think you can name these tunes? It's Mark and Neanderthal's 30-Second Song Challenge!
Yeah, the 30-Second Song Challenge. 7 songs in 30 seconds. Here's how it works. Our contestant has to guess the titles of the 7 songs we play in 30 seconds. The timer starts when the first song is played. When the contestant knows the song title, he's got to yell it out. The artist doesn't matter. The timer stops if you're correct, and we get ready for the next song. The timer keeps rolling till you get it right or the 30 seconds is up.
All right, here we go. We welcome Mel to the program. Mel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Mel, 7 songs in 30 seconds, and it starts in 3, 2, 1, go.
Tom Sawyer.
Correct. Song 2.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Correct. Song number 3.
Saturday's All Right to Fight.
Correct. Song number 3. Now, how much time has Mel used so far?
Only 11 seconds. He still has 19 seconds to get 4 songs. And this is for Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band tickets before you can buy them.
All right. Are you ready, Mel?
I sure am.
Song number 4.
Magic Man.
Correct.
He said Magic Man.
Song number 5.
Oh, Dire Straits. Pass.
Can't pass.
Can't pass.
You get a shiver
in the dark. It's raining in the
pocket. Uh-oh. Done.
You're done. Oh, sorry.
Know the song, too.
Yeah, it was Sultans of Swing.
The Sultans of Swing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mel, you started off like a ball of fire right there.
Yeah, it was that 5th song that got you.
I think I had the A-track at one time.
Oh, did you really? Wow. Mel, you're an old man.
I know.
That's all we're saying.
All right, Mel. Mel, it was a hell of an effort there. Sorry you didn't win those Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band tickets.
What else was coming? Because that's probably what I had them. I just couldn't.
Oh, no, we're not going to tell you the other songs because we're gonna play 30-Second Song Challenge again tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Darn. Okay.
And, you know what? And if they were songs you would have gotten, you would have eaten your heart out all day long, Mel.
Yeah, not knowing the Sultans of Swing. So,
right, Mel. Have a great day, buddy.
All right, thanks for listening, brother. There you go. 30-Second Songs Challenge. That's how it's played.
Did you hear what he said?
What?
It's much easier when you're just listening on the radio.
Oh, yeah,
he said that at the end. So
absolutely.
You know, we just talked to Ricky on the phone. She won tickets from KSLX for Roger Waters last night. In fact, we saw her on the plaza beforehand. Saw a lot of people, and we're getting a lot of calls this morning about. And we told you this was going to happen. That
you were warned.
Yeah, you know that he was going to go off a little bit on politics and things like that.
A little bit. There was a section of the stadium that was chanting "Death to Trump." That's not good.
Last night?
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not a good idea. You know, let's all relax, everybody. Take a breath. Take a breath.
You saw, it can get so ridiculous like what happened yesterday. So
yeah.
It's not...
Not worth it.
No.
It's not worth it. Just everybody exhale a little bit. Let's not get back. But, look, the news out of Washington, the Washington Post today is reporting that the president is now being investigated officially with a potential obstruction of justice charge. We knew this was coming. We knew this was coming. So
we'll see where it goes. But
why would you get mad? I mean, don't get me wrong. Roger Waters is an English musician who has made a significant fortune off of the American economy. You would think he would be a little bit more, the whole idea of, don't go where you eat. Seems to apply there.
You know what? Listen, everybody's got their opinion. Everybody's free to voice their opinion.
That's the beauty of America.
But do it in a legal and reasonable way.
Absolutely.
That's all.
So let's check in with CNN, shall we?
Yeah.
Mark and Neanderthal present CNN, the Zeppelin News Network.
All the news of the day set to Black Dog by Zeppelin.
And of course, we talked about it. Another tweet from the president. Even he doesn't know what he meant. Seriously. Nonsense coming out of his Twitter account.
Be careful this weekend. It's going to be hot.
All right, then.
Father's Day will be hot this year. Let Dad hang out. Bring him more beer.
Perfect, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'd like to echo that sentiment and give you a little bit of an excuse for you as well, because yes, it's gonna get pretty hot. A prime excuse for that gooey spot. Just saying.
Which one?
Well, exactly, because they're going to be everywhere.
All right.
Oh, no, I sat in gum.
Yesterday on the program, we did a lot of those dadisms, right? You know, the, yeah. You know, I'll give you something to cry about, that kind of thing.
As a matter of fact, you know, here's what we should do tomorrow to celebrate Father's Day, which is this weekend. We'll give you the Mark and Neanderthal dadism rundown of all the stupid phrases that you heard from your father growing up. In fact, if you have any, email them to us. We'll include them on the list. Mark at KSLX.com or Neanderthal at KSLX.com.
Yeah, and we actually got an email from a gentleman named Dean who said, hey, really enjoyed the dadisms. That was a great way to get into Father's Day, and it was cool to get into the mindset of things Dad used to say and do. I'm older now than I remember him being throughout my childhood, and perspective has made me appreciate him just that much more, which is good. So we're glad, you know, if we helped you appreciate your dad that much more yesterday with that ridiculousness we got into, then hey, thumbs up.
Yeah, I make no bones about it. If you've listened to the radio program, you know my family is just a nightmare, just a trailer park disaster, a tornado rolling through a trailer park on a warm summer's day. Just my father was a jerk of the highest order. Seriously.
I mean, really a jerk?
Absolutely. Married 6 times, beat every one of his wives. This is a true story. I'm not making any of this up. I've got brothers and sisters spread out across the United States that I have no idea who they are. I've never met them. I don't know. My old man was, but my grandmother used to call him a BS artist, and one of my cousins, whom I've never met face-to-face, I only spoke to him on the phone, told me that my father is what he calls a collector. He collected women.
Yeah, but you've never been a wife beater.
Nope.
You've never been arrested,
nope.
Right?
Nope.
You pay your taxes on time?
Yeah. Yeah, no. I learned right and wrong. Make no mistake about it. My mother was an alcoholic, bipolar, a nut, crazy, white trash, out of the projects of South Boston. My father was 42 years old.
I can't believe you say that, but
it's the truth. My father was 42 years old when he met my mother. She was 18. She was 20 when I was born. And they were an absolute train wreck. All of that having been said, I'm proud of both of them because somewhere along the line, I learned right and wrong.
Okay, now here's a question. Did you know, on any given day, did you know where you could find your dad if you needed him?
Oh, no, absolutely. No, man, for all of his faults and for all of my parents' faults, but my father specifically, because we're talking about Father's Day.
Yeah.
My father got up every morning at like 6 o'clock in the morning, spent an hour and a half in the bathroom. He had a phone with a cord so long that he could take it from the bedroom around the corner into the bathroom. It was like a 200-foot cord, because back we didn't have cell phones back
usually
then.
Usually you just take a newspaper in there.
Yeah, no, right. He took the phone in there so he could do business while he was doing business.
Okay.
And then for like 2 hours. And then he went to work every day, never missed a day of work. He wasn't a drinker, as far as I know. He was always home. I never missed a meal. I always had a roof over my head.
Yeah.
So, he was there.
A point to be made. And I can't defend his wife beating. That's the worst.
No, he was
a scumbag of the things you can do.
Highest order.
And I can't defend that. But, you know, it brings up a point that I think a lot of people miss in being a dad. And I'm not saying I'm the greatest dad in the world. I'm not. I could have done things a lot better.
Sure.
Certain things. But I think one of the most important things is just to be present, to be there.
Yeah, I would think
You know, it's huge. The dull things, the reliability, the dependability.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing exciting there.
I don't remember my father ever telling
important.
Me he loved me. Not once. But he was there.
It would have been nice if he did. But
he was there.
Yes, exactly.
I knew that if I needed something, I could rely on my father to get it done.
You know what? That's why it gets me so aggravated when, like, the story about Adrian Peterson a couple years, the Vikings player. Now, I don't know. He may be a very nice guy, but the thing where he hit his kid with the stick. Now, that aside, I remember one of his friends defending him saying, oh, don't worry about him. He's a great dad. And I'm like, the guy's procreated in like 8 different cities randomly with different women. How can he possibly be a great dad?
Right.
He can't even be there.
All right.
You know what I mean?
This is getting a little dark, Mark.
I'm just saying that if you can't be there, and listen, I understand if you have to get divorced and you try to work it out and you get divorced and you have to move to another city, but you try the best you can. If you're randomly procreating in different cities across the country, you can't possibly be there.
All right.
Which is a big part of being a dad.
All right, let's get us out of the darkness here.
Getting too serious?
Yeah, I think so. We asked some people to send us their dadisms, and this is one from yesterday that we forgot to play for you.
Hey, why don't to go and play in traffic. That's the best one.
Is it really the best one when your father would tell you to go play in traffic?
And you said, I was getting dark.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app.
Sounds good and loud, huh?
100.7 KSLX.